Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We see Gino Toretta on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's in his car somewhere in the state of California. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear, caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us usually on Thursdays, but we were off yesterday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Like I said earlier, Gino will be on the call tomorrow in L.A., UCLA, and Penn State on Touchdown Radio. Hello, Gino.
Hawk, how you doing? I'm visiting my dream school, picking up credentials, and just reliving when I was told I wasn't good enough to play here, nor did they recruit me. So,
yeah, was UCLA your dream school? I imagine it was, being a California kid.
Stanford was first because I knew how much their degree was worth back when we couldn't make a few million dollars as a college player. So Stanford was one, UCLA was two, and both of them missed out.
Well, was Miami three or?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. For football, Miami was number one. They had just won the national championship, and when I went on a visit, and it was the ticker tape parade, and I was like, I want that. I just want to be on a championship team. I mean, I think that. I don't know if I was realistic, Channing. I tell people my roommate might have invented Google and I wouldn't have to be working right now, but I had to go to Miami and win a Heisman. So, I don't know. There's trade-offs to everything, if you will. But this is I will say this. If you take your kids on a visit around this campus in Westwood, it's pretty damn nice.
Yeah, that's always been a great-looking campus and a great-looking football stadium. UMFSU tomorrow night. So, what I've said a couple times this week was, I don't know if Miami can beat FSU in Tallahassee if Carson Beck and the offense played the way they did in the Florida game. Do you think that's a fair take or no?
Well, I would say this, after watching Virginia just maul them at the line of scrimmage, you know, if you're going to say somebody's offensive line is better than Miami's, I think you're dead wrong. I think these dudes are huge. They're just going to maul people. I think if you watch that film, Mario might say, let's just run the ball 100 snaps in a row. They have to be more balanced. I would agree with you, Hawk, because Beck is not the running quarterback that Morris is at Virginia. So Florida State's defense doesn't have to stop that threat. But they have to be more balanced, and Beck needs to play better. I thought we talked about it, last week after the Florida game. I thought he was tentative throwing the ball. I don't know why, but he was tentative throwing the ball. but he has all the skills and ability, and they need to be more balanced. And listen, they're going to get a lot better shot from Florida State than what Virginia got out of Florida State. You know they're saving their best, and we wish they were undefeated going up there, but they're not, and we'll just have to kind of rip out their hearts again, I guess.
And Gino, on the other side of that, I'll even take a shot at DJ Lagway of Florida. Castellano is the best quarterback UM seen so far. He's better than DJ. He's better than Byron Brown. He's better than that young boy from Notre Dame. Like, they've played some teams, but Castellano impressed me against UVA.
Well, the thing is, Channy, is he can run. So now you don't have the advantage. You know, it's 11 on 11, and he can run. He can spin it enough. You know, Deuce Robinson, the kid that the wideout that transferred from out here at USC, is a big son of a bitch. I don't think anybody's guarded him. The only thing that stopped him is when he drops the ball. And they have playmakers. And I don't know what I mean? People say, well, it was a trap game against Virginia. Listen, short week games suck for the visiting team. And that's what we saw. We saw a visiting team go on the road and, you know, just didn't play their best football, and they got caught, and they lost the game against Virginia. But yeah, Castellanos is going to pose some problems. I will just say this: you're going to show me two better defensive linemen than Mesidor and old boy Bain on the other side. I don't care who the quarterback is. I'd be like, all right, Max Protect, chip them sons of bitches every time we get the ball, because I don't want to get hit. what's amazing is just like Bain, man, he looks faster. I mean, it's like, it's Jason, he's using JT's moves, but JT could run, you know, more than Bain. Now it's like he's taught Bain how to get that kind of leverage and that lean, and just, man, he's pretty fun to watch.
Gino, if the Hurricanes do win this game, would you feel comfortable saying they're built to go and be the national title? Like, they're built for it. They're going to go on the road. Because what I'm seeing a lot of is they don't leave the state of Florida until November. They haven't even played an away game yet. FSU might be a little fraudulent because they lost to Virginia last week. And I just wonder, like, is this enough on their resume already? Because Hawk mentioned it earlier where he says they beat Notre Dame, they beat Florida. Now they're going to beat FSU on the road, who's ranked. Like, this would be enough, right, to say, hey, this is legit.
Well, first off, if they beat Florida State and are undefeated, the rest of their schedule, they're going to be favorites. I mean, you know, no offense to the rest of the Atlantic Coast Conference, but it has not been a strong conference thus far. Really, the strongest team, I would say, is Georgia Tech. They've played the most kind of impressive football. Clemson has not, you know, had a good year. You know, SMU stubbed their toes. So they're going to be favored the rest of the season. I think that what you can't do if you're Miami, you beat Florida State and you think, all right, you know, hey, this is clear sailing. Well, you know, BS on that. Clear sailing, it's every week now becomes more important to take care of business, and then you're going to go to the conference championship game, and you got to take care of that. I mean, I just look at it as, yeah, they've positioned themselves well, but let's not lose sight of, we have not been in the conference championship game. So let's get there first. Let's win the conference. Then let's worry about, you know, where that throws us in the mix for the playoff and the national championship. But, you know, they have all the pieces, but I will say they need to continue to get better, and there's no reason why they can't.
So what do you think happens tomorrow night?
I think we run the ball 60 snaps and we pound the crap out of them. I really do. I mean, listen, really? We saw against Florida, Mario punching his hand, pound him. Do you not go into that game, Channing, and just be like, we're just going to pound the hell out of them and see if they can stop us? I mean, what I love is, you know, the Miami swagger has come normally from the skill guys. It's come from Michael Irvin saying, I'm going to run a fade and you can't stop me. Lamar, and like, guys just talking smack. We got an offensive line. They tell the defense, we're running right here and you ain't going to stop us. and nobody can stop him. I mean, I love that the swag is up front. You got Bell. I mean, he's just an enormous human being at 6'9", and he's out there dancing like he's at Luke's nightclubs back in the 80s. I mean, it's awesome.
And you know, that was talking about, I played at Doak once. It wasn't Neyland. It wasn't the Swamp. Like, I don't think it's that. You let me know how you think. I didn't feel as if it was that intimidating to go up to Tallahassee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, I don't know if any stadium is intimidating. It's the dudes that walk out on the field that you're playing against that make it intimidating. I will say this. It's one of the loudest places I've ever played. It's an older Rector Set stadium like the Orange Bowl, like Penn State. The people get to stomping their feet, and that metal gets reverberating the noise towards the field. You got the unison of the chant and that annoying stuff going on for 60 minutes. But you're right. If they don't have the dudes on the field, make it intimidating. No stadium's intimidating. You walk in and it's just some cement and some bleachers, and you're like, all right, you walk in the big house with nobody in it. It's like, yeah, this is Michigan Stadium. UCLA. This is the big house. Yeah, whatever.
UCLA game that you're going to be doing. They haven't drawn anybody, right?
Hey, the best part is this is poor marketing 101. I get an email from UCLA because I've bought tickets for friends and clients. Blew out the stadium. Okay. Now, Penn State is two colors. They're white and blue.
White and blue.
Why would you pick one of those colors for your fans to wear? It makes like some of the sports marketing geniuses in this world really need to. I don't know. They need to learn the other team's colors first.
Have you gone to In-N-Out Burger while you've been out there in the?
I have not gone to In-N-Out. I may go. I came to campus, got my credentials, and saw some guys, saw some coaches that I know that has some ties to Miami, and I'm gonna go put on some run shorts, and I'm gonna go to the beach and run up and down the beach, and then I might have a cold one, and then maybe I'll have an In-N-Out then.
There you go. Run the beach like Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Not without my shirt on. Come on, man.
Don't hold out on them.
No. You know, the kids at Gulliver, they give me a bad time because I got a hairy chest. They're like, God damn, coach, what's wrong with you? I'll spare people. I remember McMahon and when I was in Minnesota, he started calling me Chewbacca. He's like, dude, you got some hairy chest. You need to trim that up. Take that sweater off.
Do you have a favorite UMFSU memory from your playing days?
Well, I would say this: when we beat them in '91 and Wide Right won. And I did not play well in 89 when I started as a redshirt freshman, threw four picks, albeit they were all in the first half and we were still tied by 10, but we lost the game. And I remember in the third quarter, we were backed up in the student section and the entire stadium was chanting Gino, Gino, Gino. And I was just kind of chuckling. I was like, they think they're going to get me. They think they're going to, I'm going to make a mistake. And when I after they missed the field goal and I took a knee to wind out the clock, victory formation, threw the ball up. That was my favorite memory because it was damn satisfying that I got a chance to write the performance of 89.
Not too shabby, man. Not
And thank all right, and, Gino Toretta. And Hawk, I will say this. Thankfully, ABC did not follow me with a camera because I ran to midfield and might have done something that they might not have been able to show.
All the stuff that doesn't go unseen anymore. You used to be able to
exactly
like that.
This stuff where Penn State players are running to the sidelines and doing whatever. Yeah. Well, I did it on midfield, so it was a proud moment. Maybe not too proud of that, but emotions got the best of me, if you will.
Hey, that happens.
We got in a fist fight with Florida State at Florida when I was there. You know, you got emotions take over.
Hey, well, at least you didn't have a coach that was lacing up and taking on the other team too when you were there. Come on, man.
Remember Zook got fired because he went to the frat house because the team was about to fight and Zook drove up and tried to fight the frat boys with the team. It was crazy. It was nuts.
I will say this, that mistake by your assistant coach a few weeks ago, and it kind of all clicked for me. It's why when coaches go in the middle of a brawl, they turn back to their own team because it doesn't matter if you beat the crap out of your own team, but it matters if you touch the other team, right?
Yep.
Gino Toretta, enjoy California. Send us a picture from In-N-Out.
Will do. See you guys.
Gino Toretta joins us every week courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, a union-trained plumber from the local 519. Join a winning team today with local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Messed it to the right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.